Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming. But when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whether you're a professional marksman or you've just taken your first shots, Mounting Solutions Plus has the optics, mounts, and accessories to help you make that perfect shot. From 22 to 50 cal, they'll aim you in the right direction with quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, and much, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Bill Frady.
All right. As we roll into the third hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you haven't heard about it yet, Hornady has issued a recall for a single lot of critical duty 9mm ammo. If you've been listening to me and buying 9mm, look on your boxes and see if it says lot number 314-1635. That's lot number 314-1635. If you have a box of that, if you have them loaded in your gun, and you still have the box, take them back, get a new box. No information as to why that's occurred. I guess I could get some. it's due to light or no powder charges. That's a real big issue. Check your weapons. If you carry a 9mm and it's Hornady critical duty, 9mm Luger Plus P 135 grain flex lock, lot number 314-1635. What we have happening on our southern border right now is nothing short of an invasion. It goes against the rule of law. It is a violation of the Third Amendment. And we're exposing all kinds of people to all kinds of diseases. We're enabling the MS-13 to get some of their gang members where they want them deployed. It's not that they're being detained. They're just waiting to be deployed in some places. Texas State Senator Juan Chuy Hinojosa has been protesting Governor Rick Perry's deployment of 100 or 1,000 National Guard troops to the Rio Grande by saying these are just young people, just families coming across. They're not armed. They're not carrying weapons. And many, no doubt, are nonviolent. Some are victims of greedy coyotes, getting them across here, vicious criminals, merciless conditions, and disease. But they are not all the innocents Hinojosa paints them to be. His colleague from across the aisle, State Senator Dan Patrick, estimates that there's 100,000 illegal immigrant gang members in Texas alone. And these include members of the notorious MS-13. This put out by an internal Border Patrol executive summary, which was obtained by Town Hall. The media would have you believe that the whole crisis on the border is exclusively about unaccompanied children. This coming from Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. It's not just about unaccompanied children. Unaccompanied children represent but a tiny fraction of the illegals who cross our border every day, according to the Border Patrol. We've seen estimates that at least a quarter of those apprehended have criminal records. So why is it that ardent amnesty promoters like U.S. Representative Democrat Luis Gutierrez are attacking those who would call for what should be a no-brainer? He's furious that some expect a criminal background check on intercepted aliens as a matter of course, calling that exploiting and demonizing children to score political points. The simple fact is this. Everybody crossing the border that is not an American citizen has become a criminal. They have broken immigration law. And they show a propensity to ignore U.S. laws between that stand between them and what they want. Yeah. One time, I was getting off late from work, and I was driving home, and I saw this car in the middle of the road that had the front end bashed in, and I looked and I saw the undergrowth where another car had gone down this hill, and somehow or other it had not rolled over. And there was a mom and two little kids in that car that had just been shoved down a hill about 50 yards. It had mashed everything on the way down there. I managed to get one door open and get one of the little kids up, and the mom got the other little kid up, and we started heading back up the hill, and I looked at the little girl that was driving the other car that had T-boned him, and was a little Hispanic girl, and I kept in touch with the family that had been knocked down the hill. Turned out the little Hispanic girl didn't have a driver's license, didn't have car insurance. Huh. Who'd have thunk it? The other fact is that some of these children that are MS-13 members, they are vicious, demonic people. And they deserve to be demonized. And they deserve to be exorcised back to the hell they came from rather than resettled. Now, one of the demands that this government makes against you and I as an American citizen here that they already have just reams of information on, is that they want, if we want to buy a gun, they want mandatory universal background checks. The theory is that conducting them will reduce violent crime. But if you're going to credit the backers of that measure with being sincere, it makes very little sense to look at these little darlings coming across and not demand a background check in their case as well, because those people have already broken the law. We know this. They're here. So why haven't the gun safety groups joined in demanding background checks on illegal aliens, particularly with well-documented tie-ins to increases in crime? One answer is because any increase in crime would be good for business for the gun safety groups. There's more blood dancing opportunities. You know, the kind that the candid anti-gunners admit that they're waiting on so they can exploit them. The others that they're really... It's really about politics. It's not about safety. The most credible recent data available indicates that if and when immigrants are given amnesty and become eligible for citizenship, they will vote overwhelmingly Democrat. Then consider no less than the Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, who has said that approximately 11 million people who previously entered the country illegally have earned the right to be citizens because they haven't been caught yet. Gutierrez is bragging about working with President Barack Obama and Jay Johnson to get as many as 5 million illegal immigrants amnesty using executive action, Mr. Obama's prosecutorial discretion. So this makes why the gun control groups remain quiet about this understandable. Those in it for the long haul, who hope and believe that Americans should be disarmed within a generation, recognize that this can give them an unbeatable political majority within a decade or two to remake the legislatures and courts, reverse all the legislative and judicial victories gained today. And this explains the motives of the gun grabbers. But what about gun rights organizations? Where are they at? Gun Owners of America, they are out there. We have properly identified this political threat. Why do you think Larry Pratt got attacked in Rolling Stone magazine? Now we're waiting on the NRA to do the same thing. Some members of the NRA are politically active, and they do deserve more than to be waved off and ignored. A statement as to why they don't believe it's relevant to make a candidate's position on immigration a part of how they're graded would be more responsive and instructive. They need to include that in their grading. politician appears to be on the side of gun owners based strictly on pure gun votes, but is simultaneously backing Obamacare immigration policies that will have the effect of selling them out in the long run, that kind of stuff, they need to be downgraded. Gun Owners of America has endorsed Joe Carr against Lamar Alexander in Tennessee. Joe Carr gets a higher rating than Alexander in Tennessee by the NRA. Let's see if they back him. Let's see how that plays. There's an experiment for you. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIGuns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
All right, welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One of the things the gun grabbers constantly try to do is they want to compare guns to cars. And, you know, cars didn't exist like the guns didn't exist that we have today. Regarding that, before we get deep into that, let's go to the phones. Desert Eagle, what's up?
Morning, boss. Working on my fourth pot of coffee, so
all right.
We're awake.
There you go.
We're caffeined up. All right, my little bumps, you're giving an update on Wilco and VA.
Okay.
Spent my time yesterday there with Dr. Yearwood, and she went through and checked everywhere that she could. The company that manufactures the Wilco is not an approved provider.
Right.
So they're going to have to see if they can work around that one or see if there's something in the process of getting that corrected. But no joy on a Wilco for me yet, but we're going to get one. I found out just how dependent I've been on that morphine. For about 4 years ago, they finally had to take me. I was past the max dosage of oxycodone a day.
Wow.
So they rotated me to morphine, and I've been running at the max dosage on it now for about 3 years, and then had to start taking breakthrough morphine for breakthrough pain. So I'm going to win. We're going to get on top of it.
I got you. That... I'm hoping that becomes...
Vendor. That's the word I was trying to think of.
I'm hoping they become an approved vendor, because I think they haven't. I'm not sure, but I don't think they have distributors of this yet. So it all is bought direct, so they would have to become the first approved vendor. Unless they could maybe get it with an approved vendor. Would that make a difference?
I think that might work, too. I'm going from congressional politics, ranting and raving, to Veterans Admission politics, ranting and raving, and now I'm going over to Veterans Supply politics and ranting and raving. So I just got full plate, boss.
Well, how would if I were to call them up and ask them, about approved vendors? How would I tell them who is an approved vendor?
I was very surprised. I think I mentioned this yesterday, that when I was emailing through their comment section, I wasn't getting the general flunky that answers the phone. I was getting Ron, who's one of the co-founders,
right,
emailing me back and forth. And so I've already sent this over to him, for him to take it up to corporate and see where they can go. But, at least we've laid the groundwork here and gotten things done. Maybe Dr. Yearwood's questions and everything get someone to start thinking and saying, who is this? Should we try it? Because she is 100% behind me on finding alternatives to medication.
And especially if you've been on morphine so long that you now can take morphine and it's like, I'm not feeling this anymore.
Yep. Well, that was the reason with the oxycodone. I was taking, what was it, 7.5 milligrams oxycodone mixed with Tylenol, 750 milligrams of Tylenol, taking three of those six times a day, and they weren't, I just quit taking them because they weren't doing anything.
You were taking 18 of those a day?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That's my liver scans looked good. I just didn't want to push it. but we went from that to the morphine. We did about a month test on it, various dosages and stuff, just to make sure that it wasn't going to tear my stomach up and everything else. And right now I'm running 30 milligrams time release morphine three times a day, and then I've got 15 milligram of morphine sulfate IU six times a day for breakthrough pain when needed, which is always
all right. I'm going to try to get a hold of those guys today. You need to email me your contact information to bill@lockandloadradio.com.
Okay.
I'm going to get a hold of those guys today, and I'm going to try to coordinate finding out vendors and everything else and expediting the process, because 18 oxycodone a day.
Yeah.
And that has no effect on you.
No.
It trims
the edges just a little. It's just like when you're tuning your 1911.
Yeah.
And you take those stones and you get down there on the trigger and the sear, and you take those honing stones and you're taking that little bit of fine edge off and gently rounding those corners on it for a smooth action. That's about the effect. The hone is about the effect that it had on my pain levels.
I have an idea in my head. I'm not going to make any promises just yet, but I have an idea in my head as to how to expedite these boys. You send me the contact information, please, sir.
I will. We're going to get. I'm not just looking at me. I know too many vets out there that are. I've got a buddy of mine. He's a Vietnam vet, and he hit the point that I am now about 7 years ago, and there is not a pain med made that helps him. He was in one of those situations. I'm trying to remember the. He got into a firefight, but one of the VC lobbed a hand grenade over, and luckily enough, it rolled into the dirt culvert that he was next to. So it absorbed most of the blast, but it still threw him 30 feet.
Right.
He said that no matter how many times you watch the movie, Superman cannot lie, okay? No heaven. But there's too many of them out there, boss. And I've listened to you, and your progress is giving me hope that there's a lot of guys out here that if we can get this thing approved, get an approved vendor status set up where the VA doesn't have to go through all these hoops, they can just put it in and order and it shipped right to the person's house. It'd be great.
Roger that.
I played that game before. Wow.
Did you?
Yeah. You get a good player, and you're screwed.
There you go. send me that email, please. Send it to me today. Send it to me today, and I'll be in touch.
All right, boss. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about this preposterous. It's preposterous on one hand, and on the other hand, I don't think they quite understand what they're asking for. Because you've got all these people out there that say, well, you know, cars early on are until we started regulating cars and until we started regulating drivers, cars used to kill people all the time. Which, you know, they still do. Well, they still do. Let's turn that over a little bit and take it apart and see what happens. All right, folks, we'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right, welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There's a guy named Nicholas Kristof. He's got a little article out there about our blind spot with guns. A little play on words, you know you got a blind spot with a car. He starts out, if we had the same auto fatality rate today that we had in 1921, by my calculations, we would have 715,000 Americans dying annually in vehicle accidents. Instead, we've reduced the fatality rate by more than 95%, not by confiscating cars, but by regulating them and their drivers sensibly. We could have said cars don't kill people, people kill people. And there would be an element of truth to that. Many accidents are a result of alcohol consumption, speeding, road rage, or driver distraction. Or we could have said it's pointless because even if you regulate cars, then people will just run over each other down with bicycles. And that, too, would have been partly true. Yet instead, we build a system that protects us from ourselves, that saves hundreds of thousands of lives a year, and is a model of what we should do with guns in America. Whenever I write about the need for sensible regulation of guns, some readers jeer cars kill people too. So why not ban cars? Why are you so hypocritical as to try to take away guns from law-abiding people when you don't seize cars? The question is a reflection of our national blind spot about guns. Truth is that we regulate cars quite intelligently, instituting evidence-based measures to reduce fatalities. Subtext to that, which makes the price of a car skyrocket. Yet the gun lobby is too strong, or our politicians too craven to do the same for guns. So guns and cars now each kill more than 30,000 people in America every year. One constraint, the argument goes, is the Second Amendment. Yet the paradox is that a bit more than a century ago, there was no universally recognized individual right to bear arms in the United States, but there was widely believed to be a right to travel that allowed people to drive cars without regulation. The court struck down an early attempt to require driver's licenses, and initial attempts to set speed limits or register vehicles were met with resistance and ridicule. When authorities in New York City sought in 1899 to ban horseless carriages in the parks, the idea was lambasted in the New York Times as devoid of merit and impossible to maintain. Yet over time, it became increasingly obvious that cars were killing and maiming people as well as scaring horses and causing accidents. As a distinguished former congressman, Robert Cousins, put... Put it in 1910, pedestrians are menaced every minute of the day and night by a wanton recklessness of speed, crippling and killing people at the rate that is appalling. Courts and editorial writers alike saw the carnage and agreed that something must be done. By the 1920s, court routinely accepted driver's license requirements, car registration, and other safety measures. That continued in recent decades with requirements of seat belts and airbags, padded dashboards, and better bumpers. We cracked down on drunken drivers and instituted graduated licensing for young people while also improving road engineering to reduce accidents. The upshot is there is now just over one car fatality per 100 million miles driven. Yet we've learned to treat cars intelligently. As we've been doing that, we've gone in the opposite direction with guns. In his terrific new book, The Second Amendment, A Biography, Michael Waldman, the president of the Brennan Center for Justice at the New York University School of Law, notes that gun control laws were ubiquitous in the 19th century. Visitors to Wichita, Kansas, for example, were required to check their revolvers at police headquarters. All were excellent points, you know, to consider when you're thinking about cars and when you're thinking about guns. Except in Wichita, Kansas, during that time, there was a sheriff. There was no police department. And even with a sheriff, things still happen. The main thing is this. Sometimes I would love for them to regulate guns the way they regulate cars. As an example, you don't have to do anything with a car that never leaves your property. It doesn't have to be registered. You can operate it anywhere you want to. You don't have to have a driver's license to do it. The other thing is, when you stick a license tag on your car, if you could manage to drive it to Hawaii, that car is valid. So is your driver's license. So... in some ways, regulating a car the way, or regulating a gun the way you would regulate a car is fine. However, there is this. Cars kill, and they're not designed to do that. And yes, they are. And they're regular right now. They're trying to push us in a different direction with cars, aren't they? They're trying to push us, you know, to electric cars, which sometimes just catch on fire. Cars and car manufacturers. Have you ever seen a gun manufacturer that covered up a gun that blew up when you pulled the trigger? Those things do happen, but normally that's an ammunition problem. It's not a gun malfunction. It's an ammunition issue. It's an overcharged piece of ammunition. It's not because the gun is just so dangerous. Have you ever seen that? And then the manufacturer covers that up. Have we ever seen that? I don't know of it. We've had the Pinto, we've had the Chevrolet. I mean, with the Pinto, you could look at the Pinto and it would explode. this whole argument about trying to regulate a gun as a consumable good. The other thing I think he's sort of pushing to is to get smart guns. He thinks we should have smart guns. Make them more expensive. Make them more technical. In the matter of self-defense, a gun should be as simple as possible. Because when you get into that tunnel vision, rapid breathing, adrenaline flush condition, you're not going to have time to flip on a switch or make sure it's in the right hand or, you know, make sure you're using the right palm for the biometric pressure. You've got to draw it and you've got to bring it up and it's got to get in the fight immediately. And the kind of safety regulations they would put in guns versus, say, cars, for example, are going to result in less safety for the user. Because it's going to complicate the process. So, to them, I would simply say, good luck with that. It's not a valid argument. It really isn't. It really is not. And it's not ever going to be. Crime is going down, guys. Crime is going down. Law-abiding citizens are not your issue. They're not your issue. You don't need to look at car safety and crime with guns in the same vein. You need to look at car theft in the same vein as guns. I'm sure that vehicle that got hijacked the other day, carjacked, and the woman was being passed around during the joyride and raped repeatedly, and then ran into three children that got murdered by that car. I'm sure it was as safe as the day is long. But what was the thing missing here? Oh yeah, there was no gun involved in this. This idea that doing something to guns is somehow going to make us this unicorn imbued utopia is false. It's disingenuous. You're just killing me with this. You're killing me with this because you think I don't know certain answers to certain things. Unfortunately, I do. And by the way, I'm not so much worried about cars as much as I am about doctors nowadays, to be honest with you, with all the medical misadventure that happens. Right here in South Carolina, in the upstate of South Carolina, at Greenville General Hospital right now, they've had this outbreak of some bacteria that has killed 5 patients in the hospital. How would you like to go to the hospital for an appendectomy and die after you've recovered from it? How would you like that? All of that is part and parcel of it. Sorry. If you're going to get out there and make these talks, if you're going to get out there and say these things, you need to be able to back some of that up. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Hemp USA. USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
All right, welcome back. As we get ready to go away on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming from the Virginia Civilians Defense League. Coming out of Covington, Virginia. There was an instance where police dressed like ninjas in their black tactical ninja suits, unannounced, tried to open a locked door on a house as they were trying to serve a warrant. The problem was it was the wrong house. The homeowner heard the noise and tried to see who was in his yard. What he saw were men in dark clothing painting him, i.e. pointing at him with their laser installed weapons with little dots all over his chest. The homeowner, with a laser beam on his chest and in fear for his life, fires a warning shot through a window and runs to a neighbor's house to get help. Once the police finally identify themselves to the homeowner disarms himself voluntarily. Then the police, who are at the wrong house and pointing loaded guns at the innocent occupant, charge the homeowner with reckless handling of a firearm. And a jury didn't buy it, and rightfully so. Having said that, warning shots are never a very good idea. The charge cost the homeowner's job, and he's planning on suing, and I hope he wins and owns the city. As far as the officer's response is coming from Portsmouth Police Chief Ed Hargis, I support their response 100%. He claims this man never heard Watson say he had a gun or say anything. Anytime the police hear that there's a firearm, they start giving verbal commands and they start yelling at police. Why wouldn't you do that in the beginning? Why wouldn't you presume that any house you're going into, why wouldn't you announce that you're police at the door? Oh, I know. We've all got to get home safely tonight. If that's what it takes anymore for police, dressed all in black and in the middle of the night to identify themselves, then they should assume every home has a gun in it. And a person is not required to tell anyone that they have a firearm before using that gun in self-defense. They're at the wrong house. The jury thought that Mr. Watson, the homeowner at the wrong house, the innocent man at the wrong house, showed remarkable restraint by only firing one shot. And the police were lucky that he didn't fire that shot and more through the door instead of out of a window. By attempting entry into that house and pointing guns at the homeowner, the police set themselves up for a disaster. They're lucky. They're very lucky. Chief Hargis said, this case and firearm instructor concerns as well as executive staff, we have modified the policy and taken the lasers off the weapons. There's another reason for that they took the lasers off the weapons, because in court they claimed they didn't point guns at him. That laser is pointing in the same direction as your muzzle. It's a sight. It tells you where the bullet's going to go. If the dot is there, you've got a gun pointed at you. And unsuccessfully, they claimed that they did not point guns at him, and in fact, they did. Police, folks, are not the military. They're not the military. And they should not dress or act as if they are. If this trend truly doesn't bother you, it should. SWAT teams are hostage teams. That's what they are. They're created to handle hostage situations, explosive situations, heavily armed situations. They're not there to break up poker games or bingo games or raid record shops or raid your house if they think you got pirated music or whatever. That's not what they're there for. They get employed for that on a regular basis, but that's what they're not what they're there for. Whenever they're introduced, this is a deadly situation. In this case, with this individual, this was an unnecessary deadly situation. Gabrielle Giffords has got a book out there. I don't know who helped her title it because it's giving out the wrong message. The book is entitled Enough. For those of you who watch movies, there was a movie out with Jennifer Lopez in it called Enough, where she has a domestic abuser husband, and she gets out and trains and premeditatedly kills him because she knows that's the only way it's ever going to end. Here's a Giffords opener. This month, just outside of Houston, a man police say had a history of abusing and threatening women, got his hands on a gun and executed 6 members of his ex-wife's family, including 4 children. On that day, local law enforcement officials believe he was on his way to hunt down other family members when, thankfully, they ended his rampage. That rampage was stopped, Gabrielle Giffords, by people with guns. Giffords wants the government to take away our guns because of the war or on women, or something to that effect. She seems to believe that men who brazenly break the law and stalk and abuse women will compartmentalize their law-breaking when it comes to obtaining a gun, or that if they can't obtain a gun, they simply won't do what they want to do. This circular logic at work here is that men, or that women, will be safer and men will stop stalking them. The science says no. In the real world, we all know that men willing to murder and stalk and beat the living hell out of a woman are already lawbreakers and therefore not to be dissuaded by new gun control laws. These evil people will obtain a gun, and the laws Giffords demands be passed will only make it more difficult for vulnerable women to purchase their own equalizer. And they named their book, and I say they, because I'm sure Mark Kelly's involved in this too, her husband. They named their book Enough. The premise to this is that an abused wife is relentlessly stalked by her ex-husband. She teaches herself to fight back and eventually ends up trapping and killing him. The point is that she does not enact the Giffords plan and helplessly wait for the state to solve her problem. She does what it takes to defend herself. She does not use a gun to kill her husband's stalker. In the heightened, albeit not actual reality-based world of Hollywood, she learns self-defense and beats him up. Now, Jennifer Lopez is... I think she's in her 40s now, so that makes her about 10 years younger than me. She's in pretty good shape, and if she and I go hand to hand, I'm going to twist her into a hot pretzel with heavy salt. There's just no way around it. There's just no way around it. If they wanted to be realistic, first of all, the movie would have been shorter because she would have shot him. And we can't have that. We've got 5 minutes to fill. We've got to have a long, prolonged hand-to-hand combat sequence. But Enough is a potent reminder that a woman can take things into her own hands and do things to defend herself. The only thing missing from the equation was the gun. Now, Giffords, in her version of Enough, she wants women to become dependent upon the government for everything, including defense against a home invasion. Now, I want you to think about that. If in the book Enough, this was a targeted, in the movie, it was a targeted vendetta. She knew where it was going to lead, so she geared up for that. Gabrielle Giffords wants women to completely abandon all pretense to defending themselves and just be dependent on the state. 911, that's all you need, ladies. That's all you need. Not actually. You need more than that. Anywho. Kick it together next week on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.